Okay, so like a four is like a sausage or snake, smooth and soft. Lovely. Who wouldn't want that? But a number one, like nuts, hard to pass.
Good evening. Welcome once again to the Pocket Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Hearn. With me today are Fraser McInnes.
Hello.
Hello. And Chris James.
Hello.
Hello. So, yeah, so it's the evening, not the morning. Usually I say good morning. Makes no sense, of course, because when most people download the podcast, it's not the morning, is it?
Exactly, exactly. Like last week, I was listening to it. I wasn't here because I had other things to do, not more important things, I stress, but other things which kept me away. I think I had to catch some bees in a jar or something. But basically, you were going on and on and on about the fact that it was like you were recording it on one day and doing it the next day, and I think people were bored. I was bored. I was entertained with the rest of it, but I don't think, as I said before, I don't think Jonathan Ross would do that.
No, perhaps not.
Sorry, Chris, I zoned out. What did you say there? Just joking. Just kidding. That was fascinating.
I was gonna suggest or ask the question.
Yeah.
If talking about the time of day is boring, then is talking about the time of day going to be any less boring?
That is far more interesting. I'm saying I think that is just grade A. You know, that's like Wogan. That's fascinating. Like grade A party.
I love Wogan. We should do it like Wogan. American listeners probably won't know who Wogan is, but his morning show, which has just come to an end, was hilarious. It was just him saying random things and then laughing.
Go on, Rob. Give us your best Wogan.
Well, so Paul from Lancaster says, I've just got an iPhone. I downloaded a game. Oh, The Wife. The Wife, she says. Just that. For about an hour. You never know when he's reading something out or speaking from his own head. It was all just this stream of weird consciousness.
Speaking from his own head.
Not as good as your John Merrick, but still very, very good performance all round.
Still we got to top the Merrick Meister.
Why are you anyway, it? Hey!
Yeah, let's move on. I trust you're both well. I won't even ask.
Yeah.
I'm well. Yes, too. And let's talk about iPhone games, shall we?
Whee!
Fantastic. Yeah.
News.
Yeah. Well, before we start, I'm gonna get in there with an apology and say I've been away for the last few days on in Scotland, so my news knowledge is probably going to be far behind that of my colleagues today, so listen out for them. Really, when I talk,
television up in Scotland now, or like
they have is they get boxes from the supermarket and they just like lower like fishing lines with things hanging from them into the box. They just kind of swing them around, but it seems to do for the locals. It keeps them happy.
Uxie, I won't be going north of the border again for a while. Fair enough. I've got a Scottish fatwa on me. Anywho, so yes. So news. But you haven't been away. So shall we help you with the news, Rob?
Shall we help you with
what's going on? I think there's quite a lot of interesting things that happened, actually. But something just hit the wires as we're talking. Has been a story put out. Another piracy story, unfortunately. About a game called Orbital, which is a game we were quite fond of. Similar to a web game, which I was a big fan of as well. But it's a lovely, lovely, quite a simple game. You had to fire balls around a screen and they fill the empty space. And I don't know, it's very difficult to describe.
That's true. Yeah, no, I mean, I can talk about this one because I wrote the story.
God.
It's secondarily a piracy story, but primarily it's about suffering weak sales. So it came out a few months ago, and we gave it an 8 out of 10. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very good game, and I've recommended it left, right, and centre, wherever I've had the chance to recommend an iPhone game. And it's not been selling very well. I had a light version recently, It's gone down to 59p. It used to be £1.79. It's gone down to 59p, and that apparently hasn't had much of an effect on its sales either. So, yeah. So what's happened is the Triple Point, which is the PR company responsible for promoting it, have put on their blog this post all about how frustrating it is.
Yeah.
That they can't make the game sell well, despite the fact that it's got celebrity endorsements. It's all the critics love it. They've tried all these kind of... They've tried peggling with it. They've tried a light version.
Yeah.
It's just not working for them.
Well, that's quite frustrating. Is that really a story? I don't want to underpin a game doesn't sell. It's like...
I think it's a story because, I mean, that's what we're there for, really, is to try and push good games into the hands of consumers. Humors and indeed. Bad games away from them, and that's really, if you boil it right down, that's our job.
It's kind of a crusade. Well, yeah, our job is to recommend. I think. I don't think we have to push the games. We're not pushers. You know, I know that's a sideline for some of our staff, but we're not pushing. We don't have to push the game. We just have to recommend and let people make their own minds up. I think you're right. We like to celebrate when good stuff does well, but you've a bit of a crusade with this one, aren't you? You've picked on another app. That's doing well in the charts to say, how is it that you've let Pocket Girlfriend get to number one?
Pocket Girlfriend. I spoke about this last week. I don't think you're there.
I missed her. Yeah.
Yeah, Pocket Girlfriend. I mean, that's number four in the charts, and it really is just an app in which you simulate having a girlfriend. What it puts me in mind of this orbital thing is the what's happening with X Factor now, and whoever it was, the guy who won the X Factor. I don't know what his name.
Joe McElderry.
Yeah. Well, there's this big campaign going. It started on Facebook to get Killing in the Name Of by Rage Against the Machine into number one ahead of him.
Yeah.
Which I think is brilliant, and it puts me in mind of that. I think it's just, you know, it's just trying to get everybody to do the right thing and buy good games and not bad games, so the good games.
So we need campaigns to promote the better game. Well, we can't do what we can. You know, we celebrate the quality, we do what we can, but yeah, maybe we should do more. Maybe we should go out on this, we should start a Facebook campaign. Let's do it.
I
think it's working because...
I'm part of the problem. What? Because I haven't downloaded it, despite many, many gushing recommendations from not just one, but several committed fans of the game. So I think it just kind of goes to show that, like, to a certain extent, the App Store is... you can do everything right, but you still need to have a little bit of luck because there are just so many games on there and people are so spoiled for choice, and there's just only so much gaming time that people allot each week that there are going to be some really great games that are left behind, sadly. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You actually did buy Pocket Girlfriend, right? Well, actually contributing all ends up there.
Well, the thing is, that is actually an absolutely amazing app. That's like one of the best iPhone games I've never played.
It's not even a game, is it? It's an app. Talking about, have you seen The Guardian is number one of the paid apps at the moment?
Yeah.
It exploded. It only came out yesterday, didn't it? And everybody in the world has bought it.
Not that we're going to ever disparage Guardian, because I'm a Guardian reader, a Guardian fan. And obviously, with some news actually, which you might have missed, Rob, we are doubly Guardian fans. This is another segue in here, because we were voted for the third year running as one of the 100 essential websites on the internet, one of only four in the gaming category by that very same newspaper, by The Guardian. Did you see that, Rob? Were you aware when that happened?
Well, I was, but I used my communication devices to read. It's part of the site, and I did see that one. And people, we were tweeting about it, weren't we? So I saw that. That's good news.
That's excellent news. Yeah. That's a ringing endorsement. How much did that cost us?
£2.39, bought the app.
Nice. Bargain.
Sorry.
That's what I was going to say. You just totally stole my line. I was going to say that it came out. It came out this week. It is out. You can get it on the iPhone, but only if you own a 3GS iPhone, because all the other all the other peasant iPhones are not allowed to play it, apparently, because it just doesn't.
I have a correction.
It's a correction. Hold on a second.
Correction. Make some room. Stand back, correction. Everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. Clear space. Correct is at work.
Okay. You can download the game on other devices, but it is recommended that you only play it on 3GS. But it runs on it, so it just doesn't run as well unless you have a 3GS.
Right, okay.
And apparently we reviewed it on a 3GS, didn't we? It didn't seem to run that well on that either. Yeah. So
don't go expecting the air. Yeah. No, it's apparently it's not very good.
I had big celebrations, so I'm really quite gutted about that. Because I got when I first got my PSP, it was the game I got with it, and I loved it. I absolutely loved Ridge Racer. I used to love it in the old consoles, but I thought it was just because it was also on PSP that they'd be able to do a half decent job on iPhone with it. So
yeah. So I mean, so what the game got is a 4, which is very low. It's unusual for a game to score that badly. But what's unusual is usually when a game, especially a high-profile game like this, gets a low score, you expect a certain amount of backlash from people, fanboys, really. And there's been none of that with this. The first comment we got was, I got a lesson today, I purchased the game without reading the comments, and it's rubbish. I totally agree with Tracy. No one ever says that. No one ever says I totally agree.
Yeah, that's Tracy writing that, clearly.
Okay, the next person to have said anything, my head tells me this is rubbish. Keith Andrew piped up next to say, yep, you're right, it's a shame. Next person, atrocious game. Everybody basically chimed in and agreed with this. So this really is, obviously if we say something's a 4, it is a 4, and that's the truth. We're the ones you should listen to, but it's unusual to get this level of consensus, which means that this is really rubbish.
Yeah.
Or maybe the Ridge Racer...
I think rubbish, it's not rubbish, it's just not, they've not realised it very well. I think rubbish score is quite hard to threaten. I think it's just, they're just not, that's the problem of bringing sort of constant things across. They've clearly not been able to deliver on that high level. But yes, yeah, that's a shame. Talking of high-level console brands, though, this story out this week is Konami done a bit of a Christmas sale. I don't know if they're peggling or just reducing the prices. I don't know what you call it for Christmas. Is it a special version of peggling for Christmas? Is it?
Peggling
for Christmas. So, so you can get Metal Gear Solid, Touch, Silent Scope, Silent Hill Escape, and loads more for 99¢, 59p, right now, apparently.
Yes,
you can get some games, which you know, some pretty good games in there. I think
they do that quite often. I'm sure they did that about 3 weeks ago. They like to peggle.
They like to peggle. You're basically ruining my Christmas news. I'm trying to help you out with news and you're criticising, Rob.
Because it's such... I'm disappointed, frankly. I asked for help. This is like when you ask someone to give you a hand, like moving. I feel like I've asked you guys to give me a hand moving my stuff.
We've dropped
to a different house and you're just dropping it all over the place. And I'm watching on with disbelief and disappointment, thinking I didn't anticipate that this would be worse than just doing it on my own. Well, another news item is Command & Conquer has got multiplayer now, which it did before, and that was one of the major criticisms, was that it was single-player only, and now you can play multiplayer. Fraser, you know more about this game really than I do.
I do. I've not downloaded the update yet, I have to disappoint you by saying, but I am very excited to download the update, because I think Command & Conquer multiplayer is really kind of what it's all about. And so far as I'm aware, there aren't any other really notable real-time strategy games where you can actually play real-time multiplayer with other people on the iPhone yet. So it's good to know that option's there. I mean, as I say, I haven't played it, so I don't know how good it is, but I expect if it's in keeping with the standard of the rest of the game, it'll at the very least be good. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, excellent.
Can we talk Command & Conquer? I was distracted by some chatter in the background. Command & Conquer, I'll tell you, some interesting news is bubbling up. I'll give you insight into that in a second. But Command & Conquer, I thought it looked absolutely lush, and I was just amazed by the look of it. I found the controls a bit too tough for me, to be honest. I didn't really enjoy playing it, so the multiplayer one isn't likely to make me come back. I'm not saying I wasn't in the review, I didn't play it extensively, so I'm not giving a... give a different view, but for me it was just a bit too difficult for me to play with big fat hands that I've got. Any more news?
Masters is rolling out Formula One 2009. This is the kind of thing that our spiritual leader Zhao kind of likes. I'm all that interested in it myself, but there you are. Formula One 2009 is coming out to iPhone.
That was a Formula One car.
I thought that was
because it sounded kind of like somebody having a stroke.
I wasn't having a stroke. I'm sitting here fully clothed. anyway.
Oh, see what you did there.
The old switcheroo.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so that's, is that it then? Yeah, I don't think there's any more news. We can...
We've got some rumours, haven't we?
We do.
Yeah, but we're not in the rumour mind yet.
Hold on.
Oh, hang on.
I'll take us there right now. I've got the lift. Here we go.
Rimmer. Rimmer.
So here we are again in the grimy, dank darkness of... It's like Cornish Tin Mine, but without the pasties. And today we have I think Rob has unearthed in his travels up north. Do you see it go to any mines up north, in Rob? Yeah.
No, it's all like a mine.
Yeah, you don't need to go into a mine for darkness and dampness up north.
Open.
It's a quarry.
It's a quarry. We're quarrying. So in the rumour quarry this month, I think, you've got your hands dirty, Rob, haven't you? You've got your fingernails broken and chipped to unearth some truth.
I have.
Or otherwise.
The truth that I have extracted from the Scotch landscape
the Scotch.
Is that... is that there's more, a bigger iPhone and a bigger iPod Touch coming. 128 gigabyte capacity iPod Touch. I'm just reading up on it now as I'm speaking, which is why the details are sketchy. But in about 30 seconds, they'll be quite good. Toshiba is something to do with Toshiba.
Oh, dear.
Basically.
Toshiba? This is very poor, isn't it?
It sprang that on me. I wasn't ready.
I think Toshiba have got a memory chip, haven't they, that they've been working on, which they are for, which is rumoured to be going into the next generation iPhone. I think that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yes, and there's less the space in the iPod for memory than there is in the iPhone, and that's why, despite the fact they're going to basically be able to kind of double the capacity for the size, the iPhone will get bumped up to 64 and the iPod Touch up to 128. So, but do you know, I don't know how much of this is speculation and how much, I mean, I dare say that these devices are going to get storage bumps at some point, but Toshiba manufactures, storage for all sorts of different devices. So maybe it's not necessarily the iPhone that's going to be getting these, although I'd like it to be. I'd like a 100 gigabyte iPhone. That would
I'm going to look at my iPhone. I don't know if I need that much space. Maybe I do. I think you can just start deleting things, really. That's why.
Yeah.
I think what should happen is just you can just be a bit more selective when you go out and just store all the vast amounts of tat at on iTunes. Actually, having said that, I've got a really old-fashioned... I've got the 8 gig, presumably, old-fashioned iPhone, the first one that came out. That's what I get saddled with. And I actually have got... I've got 300 megabytes free, which could be a problem sooner.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I might have to delete some stuff off here.
Yeah.
1.4 gigabyte of video, what on earth is that?
I think something that I read not that long ago is that apparently one of the things that stops iPhone games from being as amazing to look at as PSP games isn't to do with, you know, the processing power of the device, but it's to do with how big... The games are, and it's how much information they're allowed to actually send on iTunes. So if there was to be kind of like a change in the way in which Apple allows developers to deliver games in the future, where they can maybe have games that are maybe 1 and 2 gigabytes in size, then maybe we could have more awesome games, and that would necessitate a bigger iPod, more storage in the iPhone and iPod Touch. But
That's true. Well, I think the games are pretty good though already.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They're awesome.
But as you say, maybe it's the best people. They're awesome. There's a couple of rumours. Has anybody else got a rumour? I've got a couple of rumours.
Go on then. What are your rumours?
Go on then. Oh, you don't think I have, do you?
Challenge thee.
Apparently, Apple... Well, how many iPhones sell in this quarter alone, last quarter of 2009?
Eh? At least 15, 16, something like that.
Or 16 iPhones. That's
maybe even 20.
Do you know they sell? They sold almost 7.4 something million units last quarter of iPhones, and they reckon it's over 10. Yeah,
right.
10 this time. So it's still going up in magnitude, and it's accelerating away. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's the rumor is going to be 10 million. So that's not a massive rumor. The rumor I wanted to talk about is not actually necessarily iPhone, but it's something that might curb that, might check that progress, which is the Google phone. I know, yeah. Controversial, throwing it in there.
Yeah.
Google phone, we've done a bit for that ourselves. Apparently that is going to see the light of day in January. We're going to have, it's going to be Google versus Apple, Mano, Jobs and the other guys. There's two of them, isn't there? But Jobs, Sergey Brin, arm wrestling. Google phone, what do we think? It's going to be the real showcase for Android. It's going to be the one that takes... It's been described by people who've apparently seen it as like the iPhone on beautifying steroids.
Okay.
And it is currently supposed to be in dog food testing. Are we excited about that? Do we think the iPhone's got a challenger?
I think so.
I think it's going to be big.
Yeah, I think so too.
But not necessarily engaged.
One at a time. Fraser, what do you think?
Whoa.
Okay. I think
this is ridiculous. Something right, Rob. Go.
I don't know what's going on with the crocodiles now.
Rob, they're thrashing right, about. Yeah. We're cut off that, don't we?
Yeah.
What do you think, Rob? So, Rob, Google Phone. What do you think? Go on, shoot.
I think it will be a contender to the iPhone, but I don't think, in gaming terms, I think it'll have a bit of a longer journey. I think a lot of people are excited about the Google Phone. And they have been about Android, about the toys. Statistically, we're looking at their phones, and they're excited about that, just as they were excited about having the iPhone. But this iPhone gaming is almost a separate thing, and there's no such thing as Google phone gaming yet. That's still to be seen. But yeah, the phone itself, I think, will be exciting. I'm excited to see it.
Okay.
Yeah. I quite fancy it, and I quite fancy a change. I think naturally over time, like after a while, you do naturally think, yeah, actually. I've had this one for a while. I wouldn't mind seeing what a Google phone's like. And I think there'll be a bit of that.
Yeah.
I think people will want to move on to a new exciting technology.
It's interesting what you say about, that it might not necessarily be a contender for games, because that's the thing about the iPhone is that, you know, games weren't available on it for quite a stretch until after it had been released. And that is kind of, because now the iPhone has got so many games, because it's so well established in that territory, it makes it so much more difficult for anybody else to enter the market, because they're instantly going to be compared on that front. But they're going to be, naturally and understandably, quite far behind. So people actually have to launch now with like a catalogue of compelling games from the off, which is really, really difficult to do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Still,
it should happen. But it's probably going to come, isn't it? We're probably going to see the phone soon. We don't know what will happen.
Indeed, doodly. Okay, but that's it. I'm out of rumours. Any more rumours? Got anything else? Any other bits? We got our trust.
I think we're going to get out of rumour mine now.
Rumour. Rumour.
I'm free.
Okay. Here we are. So now this was. We've got a new section now, haven't we? That involves Alex coming on and pitching a game idea to us.
All right. Is he there?
Okay. He's here. He's physically here.
Okay, go on then.
Alex.
Whoa.
Hello.
Is that hello from Alex?
That is hello from Alex. No, I'm not doing that again.
Why not? Come on.
Is it not recorded by now?
It is, but it's more fun when you sing your own jingle.
It's the live experience.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to be taking Working in a Rumour Mine on tour sometime this year.
Yeah, exactly. That's great.
Right. Okay, prepare yourselves. It's hello from Alex, hello from me. It's hello from Alex. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Alex.
That's the point, you have to stop that. I find it amusing still. Everybody else does, but I can't.
Yeah, it's never going to get old.
Yeah, that's good.
I wanted to stop that before I even did it for the first time.
As soon as you embarked on it, you knew it was a bad idea. Next time you do it, I'm going to do a harmonic after it.
Yeah.
My guitar.
Oh, and sorry, I forgot to add that there's no Oscar this week.
Oh.
Oscar fans.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Would Oscar you mind Brands doing some barking followers? Anyway?
No. Stop this.
I didn't expect
that's not Oscar because he's
really? You do surprise me. Oh dear me.
Right. Yes.
Okay, let's move on with the pitch. The situation is freaking me out because I can hear him in the other room and on this, and I don't know which one I'm actually hearing.
Go on then, Alex. We got for
okay,
us.
So today iPhone fans, I have been thinking about a game for quite a long time. And seeing as I'm in Bristol, I'm with sometimes spoken about person Susie, who is Rob's soon-to-be wife, who is a doctor.
Ooh.
So we thought, you know what, iPhone, it's very good. You know, there's a lot of games, there's fun things to do. But what about something medical? What about a medical game? And then we got to thinking about what are the trends in the iPhone at the moment, right? You've got your camera, and then you hover it over things, and it goes, oh, that's a fridge, that's a toaster. That's laptop. And you're like, oh, right, yeah, cool. What's that called?
Augmented reality.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, well, that is that. Okay, but what about augmented reality in a gaming sense? Well, in a medical gaming sense.
Right. Man, what about so augmented reality in a medical gaming sense?
stay, Duncan, calm down. And the Australian one.
Yeah.
Chris, you're the Australian one.
No, I can be the tall one. I can be Peter Jones because he's quite.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Okay, you're Peter Jones.
No, I invested in Carphone in my house, so I know about iPhones.
Okay.
I'm quite tall. So explain yourself. I don't like people who come in here with ideas and suggest things to me. You know, you're losing me.
So augmented medical reality.
Right.
So okay, you're in Europe. Yeah, we're popping there. And you need to go to the toilet. And in Europe, they have this funny thing in Europe. I'm sure you've noticed. But it's like a toilet, and it's got a shelf.
Hang on.
Whoa, hang on. So basically, toilet the shelf in, go on, and then you link into the poo index.
Okay, so there's a toilet with the shelf that's common in Europe, I believe in Germany, Fraser, where you spent a lot of time.
Yes, I'm familiar with
it. So I suppose you saw a lot of your own feces.
Well,
are you familiar, Fraser, with the shelf toilet?
But I do know the sort of shelf toilet that you're talking about.
I see.
Is it got a name for the shelf toilet? Is there a name for that?
I've got a name for it.
No, I'd like to hear it.
I don't know what the actual name for it is. I mean, really, like, I don't think that it's got any special name. In fact, whenever I used to remark to people about how odd this was in Germany, they would just have no idea what I was talking about, despite the fact there's kind of an equal split between the shelf toilet and what I would consider to be a normal bog.
Well, excellent. I'm glad that people in Germany and probably Europe are perfectly happy with the shelf toilet because my app relies heavily on the shelf toilet. However, it does also have the facility to see underwater. So not having a shelf toilet is no block to purchasing this app.
Right.
I think it's an excellent. It has the underwater... looks a bunny. Well, it knows how the shit is supposed to look.
Right. Okay.
The water. It's very clever. Anyway, so... So you put the camera over the shit, and it looks at it and it analyses it within the app, and then the app says, oh, you're a number, and it gets the number from something called the Bristol Stool Scale, which is an official medical system which ranks stools, i.e. for the uneducated amongst us, shit, from 1 to 7.
What would be a one on your
end? And which end of the scale is good and which end of the scale is bad?
It's all. The middle of the scale is probably where you want to be.
Right. Where on the Bristol Stool Scale would be what you're saying to us now?
Okay, so.
I think this is about 6, isn't it?
No, this is probably a 7. Okay, so like a 4 is like a sausage or snake, smooth and soft. Lovely. Who wouldn't want that? But a number 1, like nuts, hard to pass.
I know what you mean.
It's true. If anyone offers you a peanut, you're always like, yeah, all right, I'll have a peanut.
Exactly. It's hard to pass in a pub or even at the newsstand. They're very difficult to pass.
Tell us about Seven.
Well, Seven. And I hasten to add, this is an official NHS chart that is laminated.
Yeah.
Well,
it must be official if it's laminated. Yeah. You can't have a chart that's not...
Not only is it laminate, it's pinned up. Type 7 has, in bold letters, has entirely liquid. It has a brown puddle next to it.
Lovely.
In case you were unsure.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful... It's a thing of beauty. What can we say?
Right. I advise all listeners to Alex's den just to go on Wikipedia and type Bristol stool chart just to know what we're on about and to know that we're not crazy.
We're still doing this in the Dragon's Den style, aren't we?
Yeah, what was that, Deborah? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
I am not Deborah. I am Theo. I'm a passionate,
no, you can't just
separate
change.
Man. Right, listen.
Someone has to be Deborah.
Your application... Alex, I like your idea.
Sorry, say that again.
Your application. I like your idea. I think it will apply okay. I think it will appeal to morons everywhere. One question.
What, morons? I haven't even told you the best feature of it yet.
Well, hold on. I'm going to suggest a feature, okay? And if you're willing to include this feature, I might think about investing. Can I compare my shit with my friends on my social networking lists? Shit. Can we Twitter
Deborah,
about
it? Deborah.
Shitter.
You've jumped the gun somewhat. That is exactly the next thing I was going to say.
Right.
What you do is, there's a little button. What was that, Deborah? Sorry. Sit down. Calm down.
Continue.
Deborah's left.
Off for more Botox. Right, carry on.
So, Deborah, yeah, you've jumped the gun there a little bit, because what I was going to say is, after you've been ranked and, you know, it's told you you're a type 6, you know, go to hospital or whatever, there's a little button in the bottom right corner who, I cannot think of one single person on my Facebook who would not be pleased to see a picture of my stool with its type next to it as my status.
Can I tell you why I am on this? I don't think I need to hear any more. To be honest, I think you've come in here. You've tried to sell us a load of old shit, to be frank, and you've wasted our time. You've let yourself down, and you know you've let everybody else down with this. This is I wash my hands of this idea, and that's why I'm out.
Take your opinion. Thank you. I think that's fair criticism. I understand Peter's standpoint, probably a squat, more of a squatting position, but yes, and so I understand.
I'll invest.
that came out of the blue there, Deborah.
I'll invest. So, how much are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking, basically, it's going to be a long-term strategy, so I'm looking for, it also comes with an actual thing that comes through the post as well, just in case you don't have a toilet with a shelf on. It's a little, like, plastic stand that you put in your toilet, and you've got a little sheet of plastic, and that catches your stool so that the app can work even better.
You've just lost me. You've just lost me. Sorry. Sorry. I was going to go into this venture with full confidence that, you know, there was going to be no extra installation, there was going to be no faffing about with rubber gloves, but no, now that you've brought that into the equation... I'm going to have to say I'm out.
It was going well for Alex, but suddenly the dragons are dropping like flies around some shit. His last chance.
It's Duncan Valentine.
It's Duncan. Not Valentine, but Duncan.
Right. I'm Duncan Valentine. Okay, so you come in here. I'll give it to you. That was a slick pitch. But, There are some holes in your idea. Basically, half of it is I'm not even sure that was your idea. About comparisons and about Facebook and Shitter. I don't even know what Shitter is. I could take this idea and I could go to my web guys and I could get it up and running. I've already thought about the name. Plop Trumps.
Everybody out.
You leave the den with nothing.
On the way on the app, can I just very quickly pitch you another idea?
No. Mate.
Well, next week. Beware, idea fans. This is one you want to steal.
Awesome.
Save it for
awesome.
Next week, Alex.
Thank you very much, Alex. Do you have anything else to say before we cut you off? Anything else happened that's interesting this week?
Evan looks really ill down here. I don't think he's got long left.
What level is he at?
He's probably got diphtheria from testing your app.
He looks like he's got hypothermia from standing in a cold-looking brick warehouse for the last 6 years, waiting for people to come down the stairs.
Okay, this has gone on long enough. Just sing your song so I can do the harmonic.
Okay. It's goodbye from Alex, goodbye from me, it's goodbye from Alex, goodbye, and Oscar.
Oh... He's off. I'm going to hang him up. Thank you, Alex.
I'm not done yet.
I did it. Was it not audible?
No, it doesn't matter. It's gone now. Oh, my God. To be honest, he makes me laugh.
He's brilliant. He's so funny.
It should be silly advertising, but he makes me laugh. So that's what we'll keep him on. Yes. Right then. Is that it then? So that's it for the first half of the podcast, is it? Are we finished?
We have finished. Okay, so that's it. Go to Pocket Gamer and read our writings and give us a score on iTunes. And the competition. What's happening with that, Fraser?
Shall I do that in this episode or in the next episode? I can do it now.
Let's do it in the next.
Okay.
We've got enough instance. Yeah, so that's it. So that's the end of the Pocket Gamer podcast A. B, where we talk about games, will be coming on Monday. But for now, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me again.
Goodbye from Alex.
Goodbye. And Oscar.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.